Fedotov goes on further to say, the same topic, my strongest desire, Fedotov said, is to be able to draw with magnetic power, to draw people, to draw my students, to draw others to action. Action means not to be lazy, to go about, to exert energy, to study Torah. Simply to use their physical power in studying to sit down and struggle and work. Or the same thing applies to davening. We daven, put kayach, power into it. And the benefit here, the Ben Azal says, is you can get a person, a Jew who has fallen, chas v'shalom, into sin. And sometimes he's fallen into sin so badly that this sin becomes habit. And when sin becomes habit, this becomes nature. So that his actual nature is that he commits sins by force of habit and nature. The person does that, you cannot remove him from this nature. It's his nature itself. It can't stop a person from eating. So a person who has fallen that far, how do you cure a person's nature to commit sins? And else, the world cure is by the study of Torah, b'kviyus. You establish a set time to learn Torah, and by keeping this time sacred, never allow this time to go lost, you will find that this will be the key to remove a person from this nature and habit of sin. Because he eventually becomes so strong that he'll actually break his nature, break his habit, and go back to Kedusha, go into the habit and nature of mitzvahs rather than sins. Same thing, too, pertains to tefillah. A person who davens without any special tricks, without any special ruses, who davens simply, takes every word, simple translation, and puts his feeling into it, a person like that, too, can find that he'll break the shackles, the bonds, the chains that keep him tied to the wrong side of the track, to sin. By davening strongly with kayach, a person can free himself this slavery of sin, of the Yitzhara, the Satan, find himself now free to devote his time to serve Hashem. The key to learning Torah and davening, Ben Azal says, the only key is through simcha. A person who has true simcha, who's always been simcha, never allows himself to go into depression of mind, that person can daven with much more purity, can learn Torah better, because simcha is a key to which a person can then speak to Hashem privately. His spiritedness is possible only through simcha. Person that has simcha, he can turn to Hashem then out of simcha and speak to Hashem with a broken heart. A broken heart still comes from simcha because a broken heart means one that is pure, a person who feels happy over the fact that I can break my heart before Hashem and plead with Hashem. A person who has oxus, sadness, depression of mind, cannot daven with kabbalah. He can't speak to Hashem. His mind, his heart is clogged. So therefore, the key throughout is simcha. Ben Azal says that simcha is the one means of getting close to Hashem. In addition, besides all the other facts, all the facts about the benefits of simcha, how great the mitzvah is, above all, Ben Azal says a person who has always been simcha. Remember, a person who has always been simcha, the reward is that Hashem himself will guard that person against Chilul Abris. Hashem will guard him and protect him to be Zechut Tikkun Abris, which is the highest level a human being can reach. This can be done through Simcha because with Simcha he is close to Hashem. This is the means of getting to Emuna, the means of actually attaching himself to Hashem, serving Hashem properly. This is the main item we should learn because Vedas all stress this point. Mitzvah gedel leis b'simcha tovah. It's a major mitzvah to be b'simcha always. And this item we must take very strongly to heart. You cannot claim to accept the Ben Azal's words unless you prove by being b'simcha always. The key always is, are you b'simcha? The answer must be very strongly the affirmative. I am because I believe in the Ben Azal's words. You should be zecha b'yemis, truly, to accept this advice of the Ben Azal. Oh, that to be b'simcha always, and b'ruch simcha, to devote our time to the study of Torah, to daven Hashem with true kavanah, that b'ruch simcha to be able to become b'nei chayin, free to really serve Hashem, fulfill all his mitzvahs, and to become a true nation of Hashem, and thereby is zecher to merit seeing this coming month of Nisan, a geula shleimah, the coming Mashiach to Tenu, may he make victory from Hedach. Amen.
Amen.